Democratic candidate Tom Barrett has proposed allowing local governments to enroll employees in the state's health care plan. Republican candidate Scott Walker also favors the idea on a voluntary basis, saying it could save $300 million. The Milwaukee County executive says if he's elected governor, the savings would help local officials cut property taxes.
Our savings, which are permissive, we allow counties and other local governments to do that. But if the savings materialize, they get to keep that and they get to use that to relieve the burden on the local property taxpayer.
Walker claims Barrett would use the savings to help fix the state's budget deficit and cut by the same amount shared revenue to local governments. Walker says local officials would then have to cut services or raise property taxes. Barrett says he's not about to cut shared revenue.
And we talk about consolidating purchasing power between local governments and state governments. And I think people find that to be an intriguing idea. And we think we can achieve those savings. And if we do that, then we think that local governments will benefit. And at a time when we know that this state is strapped for cash, I think that is a good way to save money. So it doesn't guarantee that it's going to happen. And it certainly doesn't guarantee that we're going to have a cut and share revenue.
Barrett and Walker both spoke before the Wisconsin Counties Association conference in Milwaukee. Barrett also told the audience that Walker has not fixed Milwaukee County's pension problems and that Walker's proposed state tax cuts could jeopardize state aid to local governments. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.